Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, honky tonk.
All right, there, Ronnie Hot Dog. If that's what you want to be called this week, you want any alternatives, you're more than welcome.
If you have any options, I'd like to listen to
Billy
them.
Billy Mystery. Mm. Tasmin Harp, I thought might suit you.
Oh, gender bending.
Yeah, X-Ray Peter, Breezy Colin, or Hot Sauce Harry. You know, they are light and breezy this week. It's up to you.
I quite like Hot Sauce Harry. Can I be that for today?
All right. Hello, Hot Sauce Harry. It's lovely to see you again.
And you, yes. Do you reckon you're faster than me?
How do you mean?
Just running.
Yeah, I do. I definitely do, yeah.
Do you? Yeah. I don't think you are.
Why do you say that? Back it up.
Well, maybe we will one day.
I tell you what, I still, at the Cleveland, the Clareville Stadium in Middlesbrough, I still hold the record for 400 metres under 13.
I think that's bollocks.
What do you mean, what, records are bollocks?
No, I think what you've just said there is bollocks. I think you've made that up.
I promise I haven't made it up. I'm not as swift as I used to be. I'm not as swift as, using bird analogy. Like, could you outrun a house, Martin? You know those that...
Probably, yeah. So
could you fuck?
What, if it was after us? If it was coming after us for a bit of fat or something?
I tell you, are you aware of the black mamba snake, Andy?
I think I am, yeah. We've mentioned it in a previous podcast.
Oh, have we? They run at 20 miles an hour after you.
They do, don't they? Because they can sort of, like, they slither at tremendous speeds because they've got massive muscles.
Well, they do. Have you heard of it? In American movies, they might say, would you like half and half? Which is something to do with making tea and coffee and that. Is it half milk, half cream or something?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, I can...
In the movies.
But anyway, they go what I'm going to call half and half. They have half their body S-shaping on the floor and the other half erect.
All right. Yeah. Oh, that's right, yeah.
And they run at...
They do.
And see, the interesting thing is, Andy, when considering your speed, is that the black mamba, for example, runs uninhibited by, unlike yourself, having a pair of tits. Do you know what I mean?
Thing is, though, tits can be gained and tits can be lost.
Yeah, well, you certainly haven't lost yours. You obviously keep a good eye on them, don't you? Do you clean them? Do you use a special cleaner on a lotion or an ointment or something?
Just like a little brush. Do you know them brushes you used to get you to clean your records with?
What, a breast brush?
just to get underneath into the folds.
Rightio.
But nice soft brush, soft bristles. Not like a toothbrush.
Oh, right, like a pastry brush, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think a pastry brush and a lotion and one of your breasts is one of the most disgusting images I've ever conjured up.
You started it.
No, you started it by growing them, Andy. Have you had a good week?
That's all right, yeah, not bad. You?
Fine, I've been acting, doing my series Drifters.
I heard about that, yeah. And I heard a little whisper from the set.
Yeah.
From one of the runners.
Right.
Who got in touch with me on Twitter, and apparently when you're in between takes, you make everyone on set wear a blindfold and they all have to suck on a baby's dummy.
Well, that's not true.
So it doesn't put you off?
Well, what's going to... If I'm in between takes, what am I being put off from?
Well, you're just concentrating on doing another take because you fucked the last one up.
I only fuck up about 70% of my takes. You can't say it with that degree of certainty. Catering's very good on Drifters, Andy.
Is it? Was that one of your demands as well?
No, it's for everyone. So at the unit base, right? They got
the leftovers are for everyone. No. Slops are for everyone. Yesterday's slops are over there, everyone.
Leave Mr. Mortimer alone.
To his kebab.
So there's like a van where they cater from. You get the choice of three mains, choice of three puddings, plus a separate salad bar and a cold roast. That isn't bad, is it?
That's all right. That's, if anyone's thinking about trying to get into show business or acting, as you call it, I can't think of any greater incentive than that.
No, it's true, though, and it's free.
Oh, I'm not doubting you.
The best thing I had, I've been filming 4 days this week, the best thing I had was fresh sardines barbecued with something rubbed into them. Is it called harissa? Harissa?
It might be. What are you asking me for? Look at the state of us.
So if you're going to if you were going to cook sardines, what would you, put any flavour on?
Sardines?
Fresh sardine, yeah.
What, not tinned?
No, not tinned.
I've never gone beyond tinned, to be honest.
Have you ever had fresh fish in your life?
On a bit of... What, like from the chippy?
No, from the sea, Andy. Have you ever had fresh fish?
I can't recall.
No,
that
don't be daft. Of course you have. Is there a fish shop in Sunderland?
A chippy?
No, I'm not going to get anywhere with that anyway. So, hey, the Winnebagoes. Have you heard of Winnebagoes? Because I'm quite filmy at the moment. You know, I'm acting and all that stuff. Do you know what I mean by a Winnebago?
They're them aluminium things, aren't they?
No, that's called it.
Like caravans.
Yeah, caravans for acting stars like me.
Actor vans.
Yeah, actor mobiles. You know, they're £500,000, some of them.
Are they? Yeah. What, are they full of jewels?
No, I don't know. That the contents, I'm not talking about the contents. I'm saying they cost £500 on the road.
I quite like how you're trying to make yourself seem like a man of the people here.
Yeah.
And talk about Winnebagoes and talking in like absolute horror that one of them might cost £500,000 went to you. That's like dear's pay, isn't
it? £500,000 for a van with some seats in it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Do you watch Caravan Channel much, Andy?
No, not really.
No. This week they concentrated on second hand ones between £6,500 and £13,000. And
that's a lot of money. Is that for a static?
That's for a touring caravan, yeah.
You're joking. Yeah. God, we paid £500 for ours.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, did you just use it for firewood?
It was back in 1984.
Was that your family caravan?
It was, yeah.
Is that where they used to take you to Punisher?
Yeah. They used to lock us in it in the garden.
So what's on the agenda today, Andy, anyway?
Well, we had a little challenge, didn't we?
What was that?
We had a We Are With Chadwicks.
Oh, yes, I did it. Did you do it?
Sorry, Monday night, not last night.
I did it after Big Brother.
Yeah. Well, I held mine in all day. From first thing of the morning. I didn't even do a morning, Chadwick.
So
held it in.
Yeah.
And tried to get out as much as I could after Big Brother. It was like 10 o'clock at night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I strained and I strained and I strained to get the last drop out. And a little bit of bone came out as well.
God help us.
I think it might have been a bit of my pelvis.
But tell me, Andy, just before you give me the figures for your evening wee-wee, Monday night evening wee-wee, how did you weigh it?
Same as you. Weighed myself beforehand.
Oh, right.
Admitted the Chadwick.
Yeah.
Weighed myself afterwards.
All right, because I actually put mine into a jug.
I hope you weren't going to do that. I thought we'd agreed that that wasn't the way forward.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry, Andy. So I put mine in a jug and I weighed it on my kitchen scale. So mine, but it should be, it's still compatible because my weight came up in ounces.
Yeah.
So
mine too. It's all the same, isn't it? It doesn't matter.
Okay, so.
You did subtract the weight of the jug as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I zeroed the scales beforehand. Yeah.
Right, what's your number? What's your figure?
Well, Hot Sauce
Harry. Or I can go first if you want.
I'll go first, Hot Sauce Harry, if you don't mind.
All right.
My evening wee wee, me Chadwick. On Monday evening after Big Brother, was 8.1 ounces. Why are you laughing?
13 ounces, pal. Suck it up.
Had you been drinking?
No, I just kept it in all day.
Right.
13 ounces, and it was 11 ounces without the bone. I took the bit of bone out and weighed that separate. So even without the bone, I'm still beating you on 11.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
Thanks.
Did you try? I know because as you brought the talk of experiments, you were going to try and freeze dry a soup stained sock and then hammer it.
It was soup stained knickers.
Yeah.
I haven't had room in my freezer yet to put it in, so I'm working my way through eating all the stuff in my freezer.
Okay.
All the chicken dippers and potato smiley faces and all that sort of thing. And then later this week, I'm going to, drench the knickers in some soup and get them frozen, and I'll do a little video.
Oh, thank you. I mean, the nation awaits the results of that. Have we learned anything from our Chadwick Tinkle experiment? I mean, I just had my natural day. That was my natural 11 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock or whatever wee-wee. You stayed, you didn't wee all day.
No.
Yet your increase was only 4 ounces. It's interesting. Well,
two ounces if you don't include the bit of bone that came
out. Yeah. Well, I probably have to reflect on them figures and see maybe...
I think all I've learned is that you shouldn't strain too much.
Maybe if our audience, if there is in fact an audience at this stage, would like to see if they can draw any conclusions from that. Because for me, they seem surprising figures.
They are. The other thing as well, a lot of people have been asking us where the name Chadwick came from. But I mean, it's quite obvious, isn't it? It's rhyming slang.
For...
And if they don't know what it is, then, you know, that's not my problem.
No, true. It's rhyming slang, isn't it? From Bow area of London.
Pretty obvious, I think. Never mind. We've got a website now. It's athleticomince.com. You can go on there and listen to all the podcasts that we've done. You can buy some limited edition T-shirts, and there's loads of other stuff. Go and have a look.
Been doing any observation comedy, Andy?
I've got a little bit of a routine here for you. Ready?
Yeah, of course I am.
Here we go. I'll hit you with this. Do you remember the 14th century? We're all alike today, but everything was black and white and you couldn't get a pizza delivered for love nor money.
That's right. That's right enough.
Relatable.
Very relatable.
Here's another one. Speaking of pizza, what's the deal with vegetarian food? It's just like proper food, but not very nice. Do you remember that time when them lads from the Borstal got out and they nicked a motorbike and they set fire to it round the back of the precinct and they let you watch it and it was so exciting that you pissed yourself and then one of them threw a hammer at your back?
Do you remember that? I remember that very well.
Do you remember?
That's a nice little set.
That's all right. You know, it's a tight 10 minutes, though, isn't it?
That is a lovely little set.
Once you factor in a little introduction at the beginning, yeah, standing ovation at the end, and some hysterics in the middle, that's 10 minutes.
Do you think you get an encore?
I wouldn't do an encore.
Why not?
I'm not into that sort of thing. You get what you get, and that's
it. All right, fair enough. I suppose, if you buy 10 fish fingers, you get 10. You don't clap the box and get another one pop out, do you?
Exactly. You know what? When you buy some fish fingers, I might chuck that in as the encore. That'll fucking vex them, won't it?
So anyway, Andy, you know, there's been... we haven't been doing much football recently, so I've done a little observation comedy set, but it's about football, so...
Oh, that's nice.
You know...
get back to our roots.
Give it a go. Hey, have you ever noticed that when you go to an away match, the people in the town often have a different accent? Have you noticed that?
Yay.
Thank you. Have you ever noticed that when you go to an away match, you never sat in the same seat you sit in at the home matches? You noticed that?
Ooh,
you noticed that?
Yay.
You ever noticed that when you go to an away match, you're always miles from home when it finishes? Miles from home. You noticed that?
Yay.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yay.
Do you remember when you could stand at away matches? Now you have to sit and your brass hand keeps banging on the structure of the seat. Have you noticed that?
Yay.
I've done one for an encore. Do you want it?
I know you do encores, do you?
But I do them, yeah.
You prick.
So...
Yeah, go on then.
Shout more.
More.
Thank you very much. Hey, do you remember old-fashioned turnstiles at away matches where you had to push the turnstile around manually, almost ripping your brass hand off as you did it? They're plastic now, aren't they?
What, brass hands?
No, the turnstiles.
Oh, yay!
Yay! Thank you, good night.
Very good, that. You go down a storm with that, I reckon. Are you taking that to Edinburgh?
No, I don't do Edinburgh anymore. I mean, it's pretty high-quality stuff, Andy. I tend to do the Montreal Festival, Sydney Comedy Festival.
All the big lads.
All the big lads, yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So, Andy, my mind turns to Steve McLaren. Would you like to hear about it, or at this moment? It's quite a long one because he was in A&E this week, you know.
It's inevitable, so yeah.
Well, yeah, Steve is in A&E this week. It's quite a long story. I'm sorry, Andy, I'll be as quick as I can.
Right? Take your time, mate.
So the fat lass, yeah, she was on a train back from Hull where Steve had been doing an interview for manager's job at a carpet, right, you know, carpet tick. They asked him to stay over for a second interview with the area manager, not just...
Oh, that's a good sign.
Yeah, not just the store manager. So she had to go home herself to look after Casper the snake, you know, because Steve's only going to worry and he's got an interview and everything. On the train, she sat next to a doctor and they got chatting, and it turned out he was like what they call a colorectal surgeon, like a Todd doctor, basically, for all that area. So... the fat lass is really interesting. So she explained that since she came back from holiday with Steve, right, her tods have been like a bit strange. Like, do you know, like lots of little what's-it shapes, but crushed together and quite dark and greasy.
That doesn't sound good.
No, I don't. I mean, that's why she's obviously, you know, consulted the doctor. So the doctor says, actually, that's quite normal if you've been away, especially to hot country, because of the change of water and dehydration that, you know, you get in hotter climes.
Right.
Doctor said to... this is interesting, this. Actually, I don't know how this ties in with the story, but the doctor said, if you get really lucky, fat lass, you'll have a tod that is actually like half its length is the congealed what's-it, you know, substance.
Yeah.
And then it'll change, and the other half will just be back to your normal smooth. Do you know what I mean?
That's kind of a signifying tod.
Thank you, exactly that. And he explained that this tod is called the half rush.
Right.
Isn't that a nice term?
And that's the medical term for it.
It's called the half rush, and it's meant to be lucky if you actually get to see it. So I don't know why I told it anyway. Steve gets back.
Why would you not get to see it? Where else would it go?
I don't think everyone's like you, Andy. I don't think you pick up the tods after they've done them. They just...
let's forget I said that then, and you just carry on with the story.
Anyway, Steve gets back next day. Fat lass has made him a baked bean on toast dinner, Andy, with tinned hot dogs chopped up on top of it, yeah? Basically, she knew he wouldn't get the job, and she wanted to cheer him up, give him a bit of a treat and everything. Yeah. So Steve's tucking in. Casper's the snake's wrapped around his shoulders, and they're watching a Poirot video on a little portable in the kitchen, you know, video telly thing.
So he didn't get the job then?
I don't want to rub it in, though. Can we just pass over that? He didn't get the job.
Yeah, he'll have been so down.
Yeah, and suddenly there was a scream, like, from one of the actors, you know, like, ah! Now, that just sounds like a query, doesn't it? Ah! Something like that. And Casper... immediately at that moment, let out a little spew, on the table, about an egg cupful.
A little reflex spew.
Yeah, and, you know, seemed to tie in with the scream, so Steve thinks that is interesting, that. I wonder if it's the shrill noises and that do it. So he, like, tapped on his plate, sort of, like that, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing, Casper's fine. And then he banged the big baked bean pot down on the Formica surface, like that.
Props.
Absolutely nothing. So, to be honest with you, Andy, you abandoned that theory, but it should... that, you know, he gave it a go. So, yeah. Wife goes up to go for a Todd. She's had her beans. A few minutes later, she shouts down, "Quick, Steve, come up here." He thinks, I don't know if you, I told you about this before, she wants her bottom wiping. So he grabs the dirty dishcloth.
With the flannel.
Yeah, and goes upstairs. Soon as he gets to the toilet, she says, Steve, look at my half rush, right? Steve looks in the bowl and sees like the smooth handle end, right, attached to the bobbly end, and thinks, listen up, Andy, thinks she said hairbrush.
Oh, God.
Honestly. So he reaches into the Todd pot, but as soon as he grabs it, it like all collapses, the Todd in his hand, yeah?
Oh, man.
Right? What does he do? He screams, ah! Casper spews up half his body weight, probably, right, into the fat lass's leggings, which are down by her ankles, right? So Steve does a little spew himself because it stinks, this stuff, from the, you know, the, from the bowl.
From the holiday.
And he, like, spews up a little mouthful into the dishcloth. Sorry, I know this goes on a bit, but he ended up in A&E, right? Steve runs downstairs to get another cloth to wipe the fat lass, yeah? Casper just falls off onto the toilet floor. Steve rushes back into the toilet, steps on Casper. What does Casper do?
Spews up
again. So Steve, his instinct is to use the fresh cloth to wipe at the spew from Casper, yeah?
Yeah.
Fat lass says, "What about me, Steve?" So without thinking, he starts wiping at her bottom with the snake sick covered dishcloth.
Yeah.
Right? So quite rightly, Fat Lash punches Steve full in the face, full in the cheek, above his lip. He goes backwards, cuts his head on the bathroom mirror.
I'm laughing, but I don't know why.
It's a terrible story, isn't it?
It's not funny. It's a comedy of errors, isn't it? It's
awful, isn't it?
A tragedent.
So there you go. So Steve ended up in, at a couple of stitches.
Yeah.
Right? They took Casper to the... I won't go on anymore, but, I mean, the story goes on. But poor Steve, didn't get a job and ended up...
What I'll say about that is that a couple of days ago, I went to see Finding Dory at the cinema.
Is that a movie, yeah?
It's the Finding Nemo sequel.
Oh, right, yeah.
And what I would say is that that story you've just told me trumps Finding Dory.
Oh, is it a bad
one? And would make a superior film.
It's no good, was it?
It was all right, but what you've just told me was a lot better.
Oh, well, that's kind of... You think it could be animated and
I think it could be. I think we should open talks with some of the top animation studios, just in the UK. Not Disney. Disney wouldn't touch it.
Go Pixar?
No. They wouldn't touch it.
I don't know.
Too many Todds in it. Aardman, they'd probably do it.
Aardman might do it, yeah.
Because it's plasticine. You can easily make a Todd out of plasticine, can't you?
They could easily replicate that half rush, couldn't they?
Definitely, just two different colours just welded together.
Yeah, I suppose it's a lighter brown and a darker brownie, yeah. Uh-huh. And that's your basics for clay modelling, isn't it?
Well, we'll give them a bell, see if we can get that going, eh?
Okay, wife's questions, Andy.
Go on,
a few
then.
Things she wants to find out. Hi, Andy, she says.
Hi, Mrs. Mortimer.
Have you ever kicked your children, mistakenly believing they were cats or mice?
No.
Thank you. Fair enough. Just wanted to clear that up. Have you ever plenished yourself by drinking smoothies made from kale, spinach, buckwheat and the like?
No.
Okay. Where do you buy your bras? Asda or Hutton's Fruiterers on the high street?
Up the Asda.
Thank you very much, Andy. That I'll pass those on to the wife. Thank you so much for answering them so succinctly. That's great.
You know what?
Yeah?
I've finally got a trainer sock that I can believe in.
How do you mean?
Do you wear trainer socks?
Oh,
you know, like if you've got your shorts on in the summer, but you want to wear a sock.
I know what you mean. I don't wear them, Andy, but I do know what you mean.
Primark. Really? Primark, pal.
I don't know anything about Primark.
7 pairs for £2.
Shit, man, they must be high quality, Andy, for you.
It's not about the quality of the fabric. I mean, they make my feet sweat quite a lot.
I bet they do.
So it's quite a cheap fabric. But the actual height of the ankle...
How high?
Just at the same height as the top of the trainer.
Oh, so you don't...
So you can't see them. And you can't tell I'm wearing them.
And they've got, they don't tend to fall into the trainer. They
stay on, because some of them do. Some of them slip down over the back of the heel, don't they?
That's a bitch, isn't
into it? The trainer. But honestly, it was just I purchased them on a whim.
Wow, I'm really. I can see by your face that you're a cock of hope, aren't you?
£2, £7. I bought 14 pairs.
Yeah.
That's me sorted for the rest of the summer. I didn't even need to wash them.
They'd disintegrate if you washed them, wouldn't they?
I would imagine so, yeah. I could try freezing them if you want with me knickers.
Well, I tell you what might be interesting. What might genuinely be interesting is that get them nice and, well, I don't mean sweaty, but, you know, like used, yeah?
Yeah.
Put them in your freezer.
Right.
And see if that gets rid of the aromas.
All right, okay.
I think it might.
Freeze them and then try and smell them when they're frozen.
No, freeze them.
Freeze them, defrost
them.
Then have a smell.
Have a smell.
Okay.
Thank you very much indeed. I was asking everyone on. I was being on a film set this week. Did you know, Andy, acting?
Yeah, doing your acting. I heard about that. Yeah.
And I was asking most of the people on the set what was their favourite of the classic takeaways. You know, McDonald's, right, KFC, yeah. Burger King, Subway, Domino's, and all that. And I'd like to ask you, Andy, do you have a favourite?
I don't like any of them, Bob.
You honestly?
I used to be quite partial to a McDonald's breakfast.
Yeah.
But they stopped doing them. They stopped doing the big breakfast.
Right.
And they only do. Do you know why they stopped doing them?
I don't know.
This is my theory anyway. Because they have to give you a plastic knife and fork to eat them with.
Right.
And they've stopped doing them, and they've stopped doing pancakes as well. And now they just do finger food.
Oh, so they do it. I know you can get like sausage and an egg in a roll, can't you?
You can get a muffin or a bagel and all that sort of thing, but you can't get anything you've got to use a knife and fork with.
And you don't like them, Andy? You don't like the...
I don't like it one bit.
So, well, you know, of all the people I've asked, and this is incredible when I look at the state of you, you're the first person who said that, giving me the answer that you don't like any of them.
All right, it's KFC. It's KFC, all right?
Of course it is. That's what I said. But do you know what's winning? 28 votes I've got at the moment.
And go on then.
McDonald's.
Seriously?
Yeah. I haven't had one vote for Burger King.
I've never been in a Burger King for about 5 years.
No,
although I did see a seagull stand outside one in Sunderland last week.
Did you?
It was just standing there in the doorway, just looking into the. I see a restaurant, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And it was just looking as if it was waiting for someone to open the door for it.
Yeah.
And I almost went and opened the door and went, "There you are, mate."
I went up to Stockton this week, Andy.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. For the old...
Tell us all about that then, Bob.
The Alderman's annual charity football match.
Oh,
and it was town hall officials, the Alderman and all his cronies and that, versus minor celebrities like myself. So there's me. Do you know Stephen Tomkinson?
Oh, yeah.
Stephen Tomkinson.
Tall lad, isn't he?
Yeah. Steph from BBC Breakfast News, yeah.
Big business Steph, yeah.
Me, Mark Page, used to be on Radio 1.
Yep.
Biffy Clyro.
All the Teesside stars.
Yeah, Biffy Clyro. And it was all
the pop star.
All to raise money for the dreamy, you know, gloomy kids, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
It's like slow kids, the weedy ones and their parents. The
dysfunctional ones.
Well, that's probably a bit dysfunctional. I mean, that's more of an accusation I'd attach to the parents. But anyway, yeah, they're daft kids. So the town clerk, he's manager of the council team. Alderman, he's managing my team, celebrity team. And it's a half-decent game, actually, Andy. They've got a few people turned up to support it and that. Biffy Clyro, he's a bit useless. He just stands out wide on the wing, drawing on his face.
Yeah,
is no good.
That's him.
It's no good to anyone, is it? But Tomkinson's useful. He's useful there, centre-half. Although, you're getting a bit fed up with the physicality, like, of the vicar. Who stinks of bleach with a twitch.
Yeah.
Really physical player he is.
Gets stuck in, does he?
He's wiry, you know, like slight, not quite as tall, but like crouchy. Really difficult to play against, you know.
Treats it like a cup final, even though it's a charity thing.
Absolutely, yeah. Really getting stuck in. It's a tight game just before half time. Steph from Business News and on the breakfast, BBC, hacks down the... Chief Planning Officer, yeah? He's the Red Indian who plays for them. That's just a joke. Ha ha, chief planning officer. Packs him down in the box. They get a penalty, right? Bleachy Vicar takes it. 1-0 at half time. Good game, though. Good game.
Yeah, yeah. All to play for.
Alderman gives us the team talk. He tells Biffy to go and wash his fucking face, yeah? Tells Steph to... Can you stop being quite so physical, Steph? Do you know what I mean? Then he turned to me and he says, Robert? What's going on, Robert? You're not the Robert we were expecting, Robert. You're one pest. Lethargic, Robert. Get a grip, Robert. I didn't say anything, Andy. Sorry. I didn't say anything because, to be honest with you, I knew he was right. The game was just passing me by a bit, really. Tight game. We're down to the last 2 minutes. It's still 1-0, yeah?
What's Clyro doing?
Oh, what do you think Clyro's doing? He's sat...
standing at the touchline, drawing on his face.
Starts drawing on his face again.
Prick.
I mean, you're basically playing with 10 men, but of course...
You know, it's for charity, but, you know, make an effort. If you're going to turn up, put a shift in.
To be honest, Andy, he's the biggest star we had, so... To get the crowds in.
I know, but even so.
Well, I agree with you, Andy, right? So, a couple of minutes left. I'm hacked down by the chief planning officer, right? The trainer rushes on with his bag and a mad sponge. It was just a bit of that spray you get from Boots. And I have to say, I don't know whether I can carry on. He says, nonsense. I say, no, Jeff, really. I'm in too much pain. I think I'm finished for the match. Then my teammates all gradually gather round. They lean in. And I look up to see Steph from BBC Breakfast and me, Mark Page, and Bernie Slaven, actually, ex-Borough striker, staring down at me.
Oh, a ringer. Proper player.
Yeah. You know, it was good. Well, they had the vicar, for Christ's sake.
True.
Suddenly, they all separated. There he is, stood looking down at me, the alderman, yeah? He's taking his fleece off, and he's wearing the tightest mustard polo neck you can imagine, and a nice check trilby, right? What do they start chanting?
Kiss the alderman.
Kiss the alderman.
Kiss the alderman.
The alderman leans right, his face right over him, and he says, help us, Robert. You're our only hope, Robert. Then his lips softly clasp onto mine, and he slowly moistens my mouth with his saliva. Andy, I've never been kissed like that before. It was like electricity passing through my body, honest, I promise. So I was literally straight up on my feet. And from the free kick, listen up, from the free kick, I ran straight at their defence. I nutmegged the vicar. I did a 1-2 with Steph from Breakfast before gliding past the head of child protection, smashing it into the net. Final kick of the match, right? Steph... from Breakfast News, lifted me right up above her head. And I tell you what, it felt as good as a victory scoring with the last, you know, equalising with the last kick.
Brilliant.
So...
What a story.
What a kiss,
yeah.
Yeah.
That, and I assume that money was raised as well for the daft kids?
Yeah, we raised over nearly £200.
That's what well worth it.
£189.
£189.
Yeah.
Nice round figure. That's beautiful.
Thank you. So, yeah.
Great week for you then.
I kissed the alderman and we equalised.
Did it not go to penalties?
No, it's not. It wasn't a cup match. It's just a one-off. Do you know what? You're right. It should have gone to penalties, shouldn't it?
It should have. If I'd gone to that, I would have felt a bit underwhelmed at the end, walking away.
I'm fucked off now. It's because we were so up. We celebrated... You know what I mean? It felt like an end.
It felt like a win, yeah. So, I see what you're saying.
There you go.
And the other team probably shied away from penalties.
Oh, thinking Sam Clark was so pissed off.
They wouldn't stand a chance.
Yeah.
Because you were on such a high. Well, I think that's about it for this week, Bob.
Well, thank you. I have done a song. Once again, I'm going to have to apologise. Like, it's a bit like the sort of thing Peter Glaze would sing at the end of Cracker Jack.
Right.
Or Wild Jan, what is it, Wild Jan Yankovic or something?
No.
Something like Big...
What?
Wild Jan Yankovic, Wild Bill comedy song, you know, like these people who do comedy song. What it is I've done a song to the tune of Ghostbusters because of Ghostbusters coming out, all right?
All right, yeah.
So I'll give it a go.
If you do it and it's a load of shite, I'll just cut it out. We'll pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah, well, I'll leave it to your judgment, Andy. Right. I think it probably is a bit shite, right? So it's Ghostbusters, yeah?
Yeah.
When you're down in the dumps because your snake spewed up, who you gonna call? The dirty alderman. You could have done that bit with me.
Well, I didn't know what you were going to say.
Okay, so start again. When you're down in the dumps because your snake spewed up, who you going to call? The dirty alderman. When you're facing defeat and it's a kiss you need, who you going to call? The dirty alderman. Fucking hell, son, you're joking, aren't you? Get a group, this soup is shit and the Geordies are in the championship. When you're feeling shite because you're Chadwick's light, who you going to kiss? The dirty alderman. There you go.
Yay. I don't know if I'll keep that in, to be honest. It wasn't great.
Yeah, I'd rather you didn't. Thank you.
All right, well, I'll do a little alternative ending instead.
Okay, well, so
just,
that...
Just to take us out, and I'll just cut the song out. No song this week, Bob. Sorry to hear that. I'll just leave you by asking you, do you prefer hot or cold food?
I prefer cold food. Thank you, Andy. See you next time.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot, Bob. Bye-bye.
Bye.